Radio and more. I'm Len Winkler, KB7 LPW, and we have a tremendous show today. We're going to have Ken Allen, the general chairman of the Dayton Hamvention, as our guest. We're going to talk about Dayton, everything about Dayton. I've even got a schedule of all the forums, and I've been asked a lot about that. So Ken and I will discuss that, and we're going to discuss everything about Dayton. Plus, we have, for those of you who are going and haven't gotten your tickets yet, we have two sets of tickets, admission tickets, to give away. In addition to the two sets of admission tickets, they'll come with banquet tickets. That's right. And with Cliff Stahl, a tremendous guest that's going to be at Dayton for the banquet, you won't want to miss it. And all you have to do is call in to get those tickets. And I'll ask you an easy trivia question. 1-800-298-TALK, 1-800-298-8255. And we're going to be right back right after this with Ken Allen.
If you want to be a successful investor, never buy an investment you don't understand. Today, the choice of investment opportunities is overwhelming. You need to rely on sound judgment when it comes to investing your money. Now more than ever, you need to base your investment decisions on a source of information that's second to none. You'll find that source is Barron's. Every week, Barron's gives you valuable advice on how to invest with greater understanding and foresight to help you spot the opportunities and avoid the pitfalls in all kinds of investment areas, from stocks, bonds, and mutual funds to options, collectibles, and real estate. Subscribe to Barron's now, and with your paid subscription, you'll also receive the Barron's Guide to Making Investment Decisions. Over 300 pages of knowledge and insights you can use now to start building a lifetime investment program. Get 13 weeks of Barron's and the valuable guide for only $37.
Call toll-free 800-228-8222. That's 800-228-8222. Barron's, how money becomes wealth.
How would you like to mingle with golf pros at major tour events or talk candidly with them in the locker room and get the story behind the story? Well, now there's a magazine that takes you where the news is breaking. A different kind of magazine, not found on newsstands. Golf World, the number one news magazine in golf. Golf World brings you in-depth coverage of all the major tournaments more than 40 times a year, weekly during peak season. Coverage that starts months in advance of the Masters and continues through to the PGA Championship follow-up. Take a close-up look at tour players having a breakthrough year. Golf World takes you inside their game and explores the secrets of their success. Order your one-year subscription to Golf World. You'll get more than 40 news-breaking issues for just $23.77. That's 40% off the regular subscription price. Order now and get a copy of 10 Swings from the Tour, free with your paid subscription.
Call toll-free 800-472-1700. Golf World, the number one news magazine in golf. 800-472-1700.
Len Winkler here for 73 Amateur Today magazine. Do you want to read an informative magazine each month dealing with amateur radio that's easy to read? One that gives easy-to-understand reviews, teaches you to build projects that are fun and useful, provides editorials that are right on the money with current happenings in amateur radio? Then 73 Magazine is the one for you. With contributing editors like Jim Gray, W1XU, Joe Mell, K0OV, Carol Perry, WB2MGP, and others, 73 Magazine is for the new ham, the veteran ham, and even the ham-to-be. You'll find articles dealing with DFing, propagation, satellites, and so much more. So call now to subscribe at big savings off the newsstand price. Call 1-800-289-0388. That's 1-800-289-0388. It's worth the price just to read the great editorials by the man himself, publisher Wayne Green. So call now and mention Ham Radio and More. 1-800-289-0388. Call right now.
CQ, 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 this is Ham Radio and More with your host, Len Winkler, KB7 LPW.
Okay, welcome back to Ham Radio and More. Our phone number today, 1-800-298-TALK, 1-800-298-8255. And welcome to Ham Radio today is Ken Allen, the general chairman of this year's Dayton Hamvention. Welcome to Ham Radio and More, Ken.
Thank you.
Ken, of course, has been a member of the Dayton Amateur Radio Association since 1976. He was licensed way back in 77. He holds an advanced class license. And he's done lots of different things with the Dayton Hamvention. He's been the prize chairman and the assistant general chairman. In fact, last year you were assisting with the general chairman, if I recall.
Yes, and this year I've got my assistant with me, Dick Miller.
Okay, Dick Miller, NHCBU. Okay, in order to first put everybody in the mood, I've got a little Dayton music for you. A special song. Have you ever heard this? It's a song about a trip to Dayton.
No, really.
Okay, well, here we go with a little Dayton music. Okay, that was courtesy of Last Resort Records, the ham band, and we've, of course, promoted that CD on the show. If anybody wants it, by the way, they can get it at 1-800-721-4077. That's 1-800-721-4077, and, of course, there's a lot of good songs on that. You never heard that song, huh, Ken?
No, never have.
Okay, well, you're world famous. In fact, the owners, or the singers, I should say, Andrew and Lisa, they actually supposedly celebrated their honeymoon there a couple years back in beautiful Dayton, as they say.
That's great.
Okay. All right. When was the first Dayton Hamvention, Ken?
1952.
And how many people showed up for that one?
Well, they'd planned for 300, but 600 showed up, and they didn't hardly know what to do with them all.
And they, I presume it was not at the Hera Arena.
Right, it was at the Biltmore Hotel in downtown Dayton, and it was on the end of March, even in April.
Excellent. And so from there, we've gone to how many people show up last year?
Last year we had paid attendance of something between 34,000 and 35,000.
And you expect this year?
37 to 40.
Okay, I think that's that might be a very modest prediction even, because you've got the buses back.
Yes, we do.
Tell us about the buses, because I know last year this was certainly a controversial issue.
Yes, it was. It was a It was a difficult choice last year to cut back on buses, but it was one we had to make economically. This year, we brought the buses back. The Hotel and Motel Association is helping us with it this time. What they're going to do is any of the hotels that have agreed to sell tickets to the bus, for bus transportation, are having bus pickup at their door or at the curb in front of the hotel. Now, a round trip to and from Hamvention is going to cost $2. It's a very modest cost. Doesn't begin to cover the total cost, of course, but it does help offset some of the cost, and it'll get our total expenses down to about what we spent last year.
Okay, that's $2 a day, I presume.
$2 per round trip.
Per round trip, right. So if you go all 3 days, it's $6.
Yeah.
Okay, now, how long would a normal trip take? Just because someone's going to want to know, if they take the bus out of the XYZ hotel, how long before they probably get to the Hera Arena?
Well, it could take anywhere from 15 minutes to 45 minutes, depending on the location, of course.
Okay. Okay, so it's certainly better than getting stuck in the mud like yours truly last year sort of did.
Yeah, last year was really bad from the standpoint of that four-letter word that we won't mention.
No. moisture. Whatever, yeah. Not four letters. Let's see.
Yeah.
But anyway, I am happy to see that you've changed the date for next year. However, does that coincide with Mother's Day?
No, it's the weekend following Mother's Day.
Oh, because some people mentioned that, and I said, yeah, it sounds like it, and then they were nervous. Okay, good, so it's not Mother's Day.
No, we were very careful about that.
All right, well, because otherwise we'd have to take our wives, which would be fine, of course,
yeah.
But some of them may not want to go,
That's right.
Okay, the Dayton Hamvention this year is April 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Hare Arena. Now, how many... I like to get statistics out. How many exhibitors are you going to have?
Well,
inside.
Pardon?
Inside.
Inside. I believe the total number of exhibitors this year is about 270.
270 indoor exhibitors. And that's not 270 little booths, because, when there's a company like ICOM, for instance, they take a booth the size of... most ham radio swap meets.
Yeah. Yeah, they have, ICOM has five booth spaces. Kenwood has six. Yaesu has 10.
How many does MFJ take?
Six.
Okay. And then of course, he also has a Meritron next door.
Yes.
It looks like I go into the Martin Jew wing or edition of Hare Arena.
Yeah, and they're right in front of the prize booth, too.
Yes, that's how come they get a lot of play. Well, of course, ICOM's right there also.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm certainly looking forward to it again, and this year we're going to talk about the banquet. I hope you have a big prize list there, because I want you to just go down the list, because people will not believe the amount of prizes you guys give away. So when we get to that, and then you have for the banquet, you have their own prizes for that, and what is the grand prize at the banquet? Just a little taste of it.
Well, I don't have specific items.
Okay,
but I will tell you that it's always a significant prize. One of the higher ranked transceivers.
Right. Last year, if I'm not mistaken, it was either, a Kenwood or a Yaesu, one of the top-of-the-line HF rigs.
Well, the main prize for Hamvention was a complete Yaesu station, and including the FT-1000. And
wow.
I believe that's what we're going to have again this year.
Wow. And then, if you go to the banquet, that's in addition to all those prizes.
Oh, yeah.
And the food is always good. What do you serve at the banquet?
Well, this year it's something a little different. It's we always have fights over over whether it's chicken or steak. So this year it's a little bit of both.
Okay, well, we're looking forward to it. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to go to the phones. We've got a full board of calls. We'll be with you in a minute, so stay tuned.
Hi, This is Jan Petrie with exciting news about our new facility, the new Petrie Isuzu Suzuki on McDowell Road in the Scottsdale Auto Park. It's the only exclusive Isuzu Suzuki dealership in the Southwest. We're open right now for sales and service, and through a special arrangement with the factory, we're bringing back the Arizona Value Pack on our Isuzu trucks and rodeos. For a limited time, you can drive home a 1995 rodeo with air, power windows and locks, keyless security system, and lots more for only $9.95 down and just $2.79 per month. You'll find similar savings on our Isuzu pickup trucks and Suzuki Swifts and Sidekicks, too. So come on out and visit our new dealership. We'd love to show you around the new Petrie Isuzu Suzuki. We're located in the auto park at 64th Street and McDowell Road in Scottsdale.
48-month closed-end lease. Total payments, $14,288.64. Residual value, $12,847. Unapproved credit. Petrie's big ad in Saturday's R&G and Tribune has all the details.
What a game, Bill.
Thanks, Ed. Let's hit the show.
All right. You know, Bill, I'd like to send my stockbroker in the showers.
What do you mean?
Well, I thought I was saving money, but half the time I can't get through. And sometimes I think they're giving me lousy fills on my listed orders. Huh? What good is saving money on commissions if you lose it on bad executions?
Yeah, I know what you mean. So I switched to Regal Discount Securities.
Well, why Regal?
Well, a good friend recommended them. Said Regal's very reliable.
Yeah.
They've been in business for more than 18 years. They gave me my first trade commission-free, and I can trade 1,000 or more shares of OTC stock for just $20.
Well, I trade mostly listed stocks, Bill. How good are Regal's fills?
Oh, they're excellent. In fact, Regal gives you a choice. Up to 5,000 shares of listed stock on the third market, or up to 2,000 shares on the NYSE or Amex for a flat $29. And get this,
yeah?
They don't charge postage or handling fees.
NYSE fills for $29?
Right.
Well, how can I get more information about Regal?
Well, just call 1-800-41-REGAL.
1-800-41-REGAL.
That's right. 1-800-41-REGAL.
Regal Discount Securities, member NASD SIPC, accounts insured to $5.5 million.
Small Business Week begins Sunday, April 30th, and once again, KFNN is your official source for the week's activities. On Monday, May 1st, Shop Arizona First will take place at America West Arena. Tuesday the 2nd, we'll see the Small Business Conference at the Hyatt Regency. And on Wednesday the 3rd, it's the Big Advocates Luncheon at the Hyatt featuring the Ron Privet Band. You want to make reservations now for this exciting event as the SBA recognizes three Arizonans for their contributions as advocates of small business. Call 640-2303 for reservations. Small Business Week will continue on Thursday with the Enterprise Breakfast at the Civic Center Plaza. Then it's the Small Business Person of the Year Luncheon on Friday, the 5th of May in Prescott. And finally, a seminar in Tempe on Saturday on how to start a small business. For details on any of these events, call the Small Business Administration at 640-2303.
CQ, 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 this is Ham Radio and More with your host, Len Winkler, KB7 LPW.
Okay, we're back to Ham Radio and More at 1-800-298-8255, 1-800-298-TALK. I'm Len Winkler, KB7 LPW, and on the line is Ken Allen, the general chairman of this year's Dayton Hamvention, along with Dick Miller, his assistant. And I might as well say hello, Dick.
Hi, Len.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing just fine here.
How's it be the assistant chairman? That means you're being groomed to be the full chairman.
That seems to be the way it progresses, yes.
Okay, let's go right to the phones because we have a full board of calls. Let's go to Jim, N9KZB, listening to us on our Chicago affiliate, WKTA. Welcome to Ham Radio and More, Jim.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Pretty good, thanks. I just turned on the radio because I saw the ad the first time this week, and so I thought to turn on and listen to it. I just got 73 yesterday, and so I thought I would turn on the radio and listen to your show, you know.
Sure. Do you have any? Are you going to Dayton this year?
I am considering it. I don't have a certain plan to go.
Uh-huh.
Well, did you have a question or a comment about Dayton?
Yeah, I do. I was wondering about how many ham radio suppliers are going to have exhibits, but you already asked that, and he said about 270.
That's inside. How many people outside? How many tailgaters do you have, Ken?
Well, we have on the order of 2,800 flea market spaces.
Did you hear that, Jim?
Yeah, 2,800. All right. Well, I was curious, you know, about how many there were. And I haven't decided yet whether to go, but I'm inclined to go.
Well, do you want to take a? If you want to go now, if you're really going to go, or if you know somebody who's going, I'll be happy to ask you a trivia question, which is real simple in amateur radio, in order to get a free ticket, admission ticket. How much is that now? A free admission ticket worth, Ken?
$12 in advance, or $15 at the door.
Okay, and the dinner is what? $23.
$23 and $25.
Okay, so we're looking at like $40 at the door worth of tickets that the Dayton Hamvention has graciously given away, two of those. So if you're going to go, Jim, I'll ask you this, and if you win it, you'll get these tickets. They'll be held there for you.
All right, that sounds good.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, this is a difficult question.
All right.
Dayton is in what state?
Ohio.
You're the winner. I never said I had difficult trivia questions. Okay. Jim, I hope you gave your information to our people at our network, and we'll get that information after this, and I'll get it to Ken, and he'll have tickets for you at the Dayton Hamvention. Where will they be, Ken?
They'll be at the Hamvention office.
Okay. Did you hear that, Jim?
Yeah, at the Hamvention office.
Right.
Yes, it's right near the where the buses drop off in front of the arena.
All right, fine.
Okay, Jim, thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening to the show. Give us a call again at a future date. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, 1-800-298-TALK, 1-800-298-8255. Let's go to Tim, N1BTQ, listening to us on WNBH in New Bedford, Massachusetts. Welcome to Ham Radio and More, Tim. How you doing today?
Pretty good. How you guys doing?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Good. Well, this will be my first time at Dayton this year. I've been dragging my feet for the past 10 years, and I'm finally biting the bullet, and I'll be out there.
I'm glad to have you.
And so you've never gone?
Never gone. I just had one quick question. Do you have like a central messaging board or a place where you can find friends and things like that? Because I know there's a lot of acquaintances that I've known over the last 10 or 15 years I'd like to hook up again with.
Well, there's the Dara booth, radio club booth, is right next to the prize booth, and they have a message center there.
Okay.
And the messages will scroll across the bottom of the prize monitors all around the arena.
Super.
Great.
You guys keep up the good work, because I've always heard a lot of good things about it, and we'll see you there this year.
Well, Tim, we look forward to having you.
Right.
Tim, do you have a hotel you're staying at?
Yes, I'm staying at the Courtyard there.
Hey, that's where I'm staying.
Is that right?
Well, I'm staying at the Courtyard south of Dayton.
Yeah? Is Dayton Mall?
No, mine is in a different place.
Okay.
But there's another Courtyard, isn't there, Ken?
Yes, there's one at the Dayton Mall. There's another one near NCR in South Downtown.
Yeah, I think that's the one I'm at. Anyway, at least the first night. Anyhow, we'll be right back after station identification. Tim, hold on. If you didn't get your tickets yet, I'll ask you a real difficult trivia question. We'll be right back after station identification.
Financial News Radio 1510 is KFNN Mesa Phoenix. CQ, 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 this is Ham Radio and More with your host, Len Winkler, KB7 LPW.
Okay, we're back to Ham Radio and More. Tim, are you still online?
Yes, I am.
Okay, did you get your admission ticket yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, so you want a free one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Ken, let's see. What can we ask that would be... I mean, I hate to make it as difficult as that first question. He's sitting there with bated breath, hoping this is easy. Let's see. What can we make?
Something off the extra exam, yeah.
Okay. All right. The extra class exam. I just happen to have that
No, no.
Okay, this is the question.
All right.
What is the name of one of the two host a major hotels? Oh, no, wait a minute. This is even better. Do you listen to this show often, Tim?
This is my second time.
Uh-oh, you may not know this. Okay, name me a host hotel.
A host hotel? Host
yeah.
International?
At the Dayton Hamvention.
A host hotel.
It starts with an S, and it's not Sheraton.
Oh, my God. Starts with an M?
Well, there's one that starts with an M.
An M? Marriott?
Is that right, Ken?
That's a good one, yeah.
Okay.
We'll take that. Let me wipe this sweat off here.
Tim, you know, I can't make them all that easy, you understand? All right. As long as we have your name and information, we'll get that. We'll have that for you. Ken will have that for you at the Dayton office, at the Hamvention office. By the way, the other one is the Stouffer, which is where we're going to do this show and originate the show from Dayton in 3 weeks on the 30th.
Great.
So that's that was the other hotel we were trying to get you to say Stouffer, but but everybody's a winner on Ham Radio and More. Thanks for calling in, Tim.
Thank you, Len.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
1-800-298-TALK, 1-800-298-8255. Okay, let's go to Marv, W9KGE in Indianapolis, Indiana. Welcome to Ham Radio and More, Marv.
Hey, good evening to you and your guest.
Good evening.
Got a question regarding if you have any further comments regarding the speaker at the banquet. I did see him 2 years ago, and it was fantastic.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, and we're tickled to death to have Cliff back this year. He's got a new book out called Silicon Snake Oil, and he's quite a good speaker, very entertaining.
Just wondered what kind of outfit he was going to be in this year.
And is he going to be dancing on the tables again?
Probably.
My question is, what about he pulled his finger out of a light bulb socket?
Yeah. He hasn't changed much.
No, but I was told, and I have not read his new book yet, but I was told that his new book has more information and more subject matter regarding amateur radio than the first one did.
Yes. Yeah, the first one was focused almost entirely on the, tracking down the
right
person stealing information over the Internet.
Well, Cliff is certainly an unusual guy, but definitely very entertaining.
Oh, yes.
Anything else, Marv?
Again, what was his main topic going to be this year?
He's going to be talking about all the hype surrounding the Internet as America's superhighway.
Oh, okay. That should be most interesting.
Okay.
I'd love to see what attire he's going to be in.
Yeah, well, he won't be wearing a dress. Thanks.
Well,
so
I wasn't quite that last year.
Okay, we'll be right back after this short pause. Ham Radio and More.
Financial News Radio 1510 is KFNN Mesa, Phoenix. CQ, 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 this is Ham Radio and More with your host, Len Winkler, KB7 LPW.
Okay, if you're just joining us, this is Len Winkler, KB7 LPW at Hampton Radio and More Show. I have two guests on the line from Dayton, Ohio, regarding the Dayton Hamvention, which takes place April 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Dayton Hare Arena and Exhibition Center, of course, in Dayton, Ohio. And Ken Allen, along with his assistant, Dick Miller, are online. Our phone number is 1-800-298-TALK, 1-800-298-8255. Let me ask you a question. If I want to use those buses, how do I do that? How do I order that? Or do buses just come and we just got to be outside?
Well, what you do is go to your hotel desk in the lobby, and they will sell you a ticket for $2. Good for a round trip.
Oh, excellent. Okay, so that makes it real easy.
Yeah. Yeah, they are not selling bus tickets at Hamvention itself, only at the hotel desks.
Okay. Let's discuss some of the functions, the official functions that that you're having as far as forums are concerned.
Okay.
I know that that is always a major topic of discussion. Those forums are usually jam-packed, especially some of the new technology ones. Let's go over what a person can find on Friday, for instance.
Okay, on Friday, we've got, of course, the AMSAT forum. Starting at 1 o'clock, it'll focus mainly on. I think this year they're going to be talking a lot about phase three,
mm-hmm.
and also getting started in digital modes and things like that. Let's see. There's another forum on packet radio. It's at the same time as the AMSAT forum. Talking about packet and other digital modes.
Well, I'm looking at that session about packet and digital. It's a four-hour session.
Yes.
And I've noticed, I mean, I know these names, Dave Wolf, John Ackerman, Bob Strickland. You've got some Phil Karn. These are the guys who know what they're doing.
Right.
And look at the topics, Tapper, which, of course, is the one who started it all, and TCP/IP. And, of course, Phil Karn isn't even talking about TCP/IP, which is his baby. So he's talking about HF digital communication trends. So it's an APRS, which is by the founder Bob Bringinga. Is that how you pronounce
yeah.
his last name?
Yeah.
That APRS is really catching fire too.
Yeah, I heard something the other day that someone, and I don't recall who it was, has put into the APRS system a map of the inside of Hera Arena. And they will be tracking somebody through Hera Arena during the show.
Amazing. Well, I know that we have some diehards here in Phoenix who just absolutely love APRS. And, I mean, it seems that WB4APR comes out with a new version every 5 minutes. And, I mean, there's a little update here and a little update there. But the local guys did a great map of Phoenix, and I guess now there's maps of almost all the cities in the U.S., or major cities anyway.
Right. Yes, an old friend of mine who lives in Xenia, near Dayton, has updated the map that was in the system for Xenia. It's got all the side streets and everything else.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I know that we're going to have a break, but let's go. You have another seminar that same day using ham radio in the classroom.
Yes, that's Carol Perry.
And she's got a whole bunch of younger people that are going to be there, too. Oh, and Bill Pasternak.
Yes, Bill will be there.
And Carol Perry. My God, Bob Heil, you've got all the great people here. That's where I get my group of people to have on the show for the following year. Okay, we're going to take a break. 1-800-298-TALK. We'll be back with the Dayton Hamvention Gurus, and we'll find out more about prizes, forums, and the like. We'll be back. Hi, Len Winkler for Comer Communications, the RF communication system specialists. Radware has just received FCC approval for sale in the United States. I'm telling you that this is the greatest technology advancement for amateur radio ever. Okay? Write this phone number down. 619-599-0476. 619-599-0476. You get free software when you buy the unit, okay? And this is a full transceiver to 30 megahertz that goes into your computer. It's just a computer board. It's unbelievable. It's got full DSP technology. It's amazing. You got to have a sound card with it, okay? They'll sell you a sound card that'll work with it for just $75 and $387 for the board, but you got to mention ham radio and more. Otherwise, you're going to pay more. I'm guaranteeing you that. So if you mention Ham Radio and More, it's $387 plus $75 if you want the soundboard. This is an HF rig in your transceiver, in your computer. It's just an amazing item. Okay, this is really new. Now, they're going to be at Dayton if you want to see this in operation. The software is amazing, and you can get free updates forever and ever and ever off their bulletin board. So as they upgrade the software, you just download it free of charge. It's no problem. Okay, the phone number for more information is 619-599-0476. 619-599-0476. You can get more information or you can place your order. They'll be happy to send you all the information that you'll ever need. And if you're not a ham, use this for shortwave receiving. It's amazing. 619-599-0476. Call today.
Have you ever shaken someone's hand and gotten their name and 10 seconds later the name is forgotten? Well, forgetting someone's name...
CQ, CQ, CQ America, and welcome to Ham Radio and More, the show that specializes in the great service that amateur radio provides. Your host is Lynn Winkler, KB7 LPW.
Okay, welcome back to our second hour of Ham Radio and More. In fact, I think it's important to make sure that you guys know we are at the same time that we have been. We haven't changed our time. It's still 3 to 5. It's just with the national time change, we have our national hour first and our local hour second. And I did have people come up to me at the Scottsdale Amateur Radio Club meeting this past Wednesday, which was another great, great meeting, by the way. I'm telling you, you guys should come out to the Scottsdale Club meetings. They really do it right. Bob Myers, W1XT, is really putting together some tremendous programs. I mean, it's like a smorgasbord of activity. It's consistent programs. There was an antenna program. There was Walt even showed the Comer Communications transceiver in a computer. There were so many things going on. It was unbelievable. There was a discussion about Carl, the Center for Amateur Radio Learning, that's at the museum. So there were so many things going on. It makes your head spin. In addition, to that, they even pass out a program when you first walk in so you know what's coming up. I mean, they're pretty efficient. Anyway, our phone number this hour is 230-2755, 230-2755, or 1-800-293-KFNN if you're outside the local area. I've got just all kinds of rantings, ravings, ramblings, and all these other things to talk about this hour, and I really would invite your participation, although I'm not giving away a whole bunch of stuff. I do have a CD-ROM to give away from Amsoft, so I can give that. It's worth $42, $39 plus $3 shipping and handling. It has the CQ, the entire call book on that, but in addition to that, it's got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of programs on it, and ham radio programs, and it's just a really easy to use interface. So I do have that to give away to somebody if somebody wants one this hour, and I may be able to be persuaded, to give away one or two magazine subscriptions. You know, could do that. Anyway, our phone number again is 230-2755 or 1-800-293-KFNN. I found it interesting that, of course, we gave away those banquet tickets and admission tickets to Dayton, and the phones all lined filled up like that. And then when we gave away those, the lines lit up again. They all asked Boston, our network, is he giving away more? And when they said no, they didn't stay in line. So, you know, I got to bribe people. It's really a shame when you have to do that. Anyway, let me bring up a couple of issues. This is not really an issue. This is just some interesting information. K8BN, which is Gary Capek, he's the president of the Central Arizona DX Association. He called yesterday and informed me, and I think this is great, that the DX Association, the Central Arizona DX Association, is now going to have a $500 scholarship for a Tech Plus ham or higher rated ham, higher licensed ham, and they will get a scholarship to go to college, and they don't have to stay in the engineering field. Now, it's not totally decided how it's going to be done, so stay tuned for further details, but I think that's very nice that here's a club, Central Arizona Club, not the biggest club in the valley, although they certainly have very knowledgeable, real ham radio operators that have been around for a long time in that group. But I think it's, and I may be wrong, the membership is somewhere in the 125, 135. I may be incorrect, but I think it's somewhere around there range. And here they are willing to give a $500 scholarship award. So I think that's pretty, pretty decent. So congratulations, and I'm wanting to hear more about that. I want to tell Lee out there, by the way, if you buy a ticket to go to Dayton, I'll be happy to drop it in the drum, and of course we can split it. And unless I have to carry it, because if I have to carry it back on the airplane with me, you know, of course I would tell you if you won or not, because since I'll be there on Sunday and I'll do the show live from there. Okay, has anybody read this petition? I only touched on it when I had Fred on my show a couple weeks back, but it's getting a lot of play on internet, and a lot of people are talking about it. His petition to absolutely get rid of all one-way broadcasting under 30 megahertz. I don't know if anybody has an opinion or not, but you know, it will in fact get rid of W1AW. It of course will get rid of John Moore, NJ7E's favorite guy, Glenn Baxter, and for all intents and purposes, get rid of anybody who wants to do a broadcast on the ham bands. Now it's funny though that it says under 30 megahertz for some. So that means that new, you know, he doesn't want to really restrict Newsline or anybody that runs a broadcast bulletin service on the VH or UHF frequencies. But if it's on the HF frequencies only, does it make it better if it's on the 2 meter frequencies? Or does it make it worse that it's on the HF frequencies? Well, it goes over a longer amount of area, but does that mean that it would be not good to have Newsline broadcasted over HF, but it's okay to have it over 2 meters? I don't understand. Does Fred have an underlying reason for doing this? I'm going to get my tongue out of my cheek here. Okay, does Fred have an underlying reason for doing this? Do you even know what I'm talking about? Okay, I don't want to get all you guys calling at the same time now, but we do have one caller. 230-2755, 230-2755. See, we can bring up these controversial topics, but when I do, nobody wants to talk about them, see? So, you know, why do I do it? You know, but people say, well, if you really want to have listeners, you got to have controversial discussions about amateur radio, you know, like get rid of Morse code, or you know, like April Fool's that I did a couple of years back that, you know, people still yell at me for doing, saying that, you know, the class of licenses have been changed, etc. Anyway, they don't really bring the calls. What brings the calls is when we talk about good things about amateur radio. Let's see. In fact, talking about good things about amateur radio, I can't think of anything better than Alan, N7UJJ. Welcome to Ham Radio and More, Alan.
Well, good afternoon, Len. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Hey, I had a little news I'd like to share with you.
It probably has something to do with Carl Hayden High School.
Well, of course. My real life, I guess.
Okay.
About a year ago, Arizona State University, the Aerospace Department, gave our club a phone call. They're building a satellite, a microsat, that they possibly be going up towards the end of this year.
And I know they asked you to participate.
Yes, they did, because they really didn't know anything about amateur radio and communications, and they were going to send up a satellite, and it dawned on them that there would have to be a radio and such involved to communicate, to download their data. So they called us, and of course I referred them off to AMSAT, the people that really know. But they invited us to come out to their meetings, and us meaning mainly the kids. I tell them I'm the bus driver. I don't.
Oh, come on! If we had bus drivers that drove like you, you'd be out of business.
Well,
no, you're there because you're a teacher and you're a guiding light.
Yes, but I'm not building a satellite. But we do have some students that are involved in it. But anyway, to move to the
to the crux of your
the
call.
Chase here.
Yes.
We got a phone call Thursday from the aerospace. By the way, we go out there once a week and we sit in on the meetings and we go to designs, and the kids are really pretty active, and they did get a spot on Channel 8 a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
But they got a phone call. They said, "Hey, listen, we're having Bill Gregory come out and talk to our students. This is a last-minute deal." And we went, "Well, that's great. Who's Bill Gregory?" Well, he said, "Well, he's a ham, but the reason he's coming out, he was the pilot of the Endeavor that just landed 2 weeks ago."
So oh, really?
He's one of the six astronauts. So he's one of the Americans that has been on the longest space trip. At least for the United States.
Right.
Well, anyway, so we had about an hour and a half to sit down and chat with him over at ASU, and then he gave a presentation to basically a large number of people. But he just got his license before he went up. He's just stoked. I mean, he's really stoked on ham radio. He mentioned it a number of times, and then he singled out our kids like he was, you know, how when you have a big group of people, but you know a couple of ham buddies
right.
in the group, you talk to them. And we just had the time of our life. And I'll tell you what, we got about six kids now that just think they're the most special people in the whole world, because people are seeking them out for these wonderful opportunities. So you never know where ham radio is going to take you.
Well, maybe one of them will someday become an astronaut.
Well, you know, we talked to them about it, and the selection process is pretty high, and the life expectancy or the insurance companies don't like to insure people.
Why? There's been fewer people getting killed in accidents going up in space per mile than on the highways in Phoenix.
That's true. Boy, we found out a lot of neat stuff. Do you know that the astronauts aboard the space shuttle can't hear the engines? They don't hear them. They hear like vibrations in the cabin itself, you know, the mechanical ones, but the actual sound doesn't even reach them.
And is there an obvious reason for this, like they're in a vacuum, or what is it?
Well, no, I mean, even on takeoff, he said, apparently they're just going so fast, so quick, they outrace, you know, it's not too long before they're faster than the speed of sound.
Oh.
And another thing, this was really interesting, I didn't realize this, that when they come down, they're going about 17,000 miles per hour, you know, to orbit the Earth, and to re-enter, which only takes half an orbit, they only have to slow down 1%. So, you know, it takes all this 3.5 million pounds of fuel to get them up into orbit, and it takes, well, I don't know how many pounds, a couple hundred pounds to bring them back down.
Wow.
They just slow down less than 1% and they're falling. Anyway, who cares?
But well, I think that's interesting.
Well, you don't find this stuff out unless you talk to the
No,
guy.
I've never yeah. heard Charles Corral talk about that.
No, well, Charles isn't a ham, is he?
No, but Walter is.
That's true. We got to bring him out.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had him on your show, or Priscilla Presley, or someone?
I know Walter Cronkite supposedly does utilize ham radio nowadays, but I don't know anybody who's talked to Priscilla lately on the radio.
No, except for your show. That's the only time I heard it, except they have a picture of her in that CQ Almanac,
mm-hmm.
you know, like hello. Fellow hams or something like that.
Well, we did for fair 2 years ago. One of the people that were helping in the event was able to get what was his name? What's the singer's name? Mustap?
Ronnie
what?
Millsap.
Yeah, Millsap.
Yeah.
So he sent us some stuff. So he, I guess, he still thinks of ham radio as something viable and good.
Well, that's great. Come
you here. Know, and of course we have. Senator Goldwater, which, of course, is a diehard ham.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Isn't he great? I mean, God, what an icon. I mean, he's just...
An icon. Oh. I need another one on my windows. No, I just... but there's quite a few. You know, every few weeks you can get on Internet, almost every other day, but on Packet you'll find a message... Any famous hams,
right.
you know, list, and it's always got the people who aren't—they're not sure. Like Andy Griffith, well, he's not, but I guess there's another person named Andy Griffith who's similar as far as age and everything, but it's not him. And there's a bunch of other ones, and everybody's always asking. Is he not? You know, we have a congressman now, not from the state of Arizona. In fact, I don't have it with me, but he sent me a letter. A congressman from the South, a long name, who is now a ham radio, who is a ham radio operator who just got elected to Congress.
That's right. I forget his name, too.
It's a long name. That's all that I remember.
Well, he sent you a letter.
Yes, he did.
Well, that's good.
Well, I sent him a letter.
Oh, okay.
And so he responded, and it was a personal letter, and it was very nice, and he would be willing to be on the show, although he doesn't get a chance to be a ham very much anymore, but I really wanted to get his perspective of, you know, talk a little politics. So he said give him a little time. I guess he's a Republican, and the first 100 days is a little tough on him.
Yeah. So we've read, huh?
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah. So we'll contact him in the next 100 days and see if we can get him on the air. I'd be interested to see, you know, just from, forget about ham radio for a moment, just what his perspective is, you know, when he thought about running and what Congress was all about to when he got into Congress and found out what it really was all about. I always thought that would be kind of interesting.
I have no idea what that would be like. Yeah.
Yes. And how's Dr. Reyes doing?
Oh, Alex Reyes, KC4, UFM, is just having the time of his life. He's still active in ham radio, but nobody knows it because he...
How active can he be when no one's seen him and he's the stealth operator?
Well, you know, at our school there's also the... well, we call it the vacation magnet, but it's really marine biology, so it's a pretty intensive course. But part of it is the kids get to go snorkeling, and then a lot of them qualify as scuba divers. And so this last week, he had a group of kids on Catalina Island. We were teasing him how dedicated of a teacher he is to lay around in the sun like that. So he's got quite a tan now.
And he has to go on all these field trips, huh?
Oh, yeah. They're going to Santa Barbara in another couple of weeks for scuba diving.
Are there any other high schools in the country that do marine biology?
Yeah, but they tend to be near an ocean.
Well, I could see where that might help.
Well, you'd think it would. But, you know, I mean, I never would have dreamt this, but apparently there's quite an interest in the valley for... marine biology, scuba diving, and things of the aquatic nature, because there's a lot of kids that sign up and come to the school.
Well, I was kind of hoping you might get you know, some porpoises or dolphins, and you know, that we could watch.
Well,
at the school, you know.
Well, they have sea urchins and slugs and
that's not kind of nature. It's not the exact same thing. It's not quite as appetizing.
No, it's not. Yeah, and that's. And the Friday cafeteria lunch is always a little suspect now, you know.
Oh, you might get a little clam or something.
Yeah,
huh?
Failed experiments of some sort, you know, the surprise seafood.
Well, when you see the doc, tell him I said hello.
We sure will.
And that, you know, I congratulate him that he was able to get this this hard position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's tough. Well, thanks a lot. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye, Ellen. Alan Cameron, N7UJJ, one of the, now the front runner, really, at Carl Hayden High School, keeping that club going. I'm very proud to have been a part of the beginning of that, and they have really made it. They have taken the little that I did, which was infinitesimal, and made it into something that is really good with, you know, being involved with the CEREX program a year or so ago, where they actually talked to the astronauts when they were up there, and as he was talking about it, involved with ASU and on this other Microsat project, and they've just done so many different things that it's great. Okay, let's see, 230-2755, 230-2755, or 1-800-293-KFNN. Let me do one short commercial break here, and then we'll take the next caller that we have online, and you can also give us a call, 230-2755. You're listening to Ham Radio and More here on KFNN, 1510 AM. I'm Len Winkler, KB7LPW. That's my call sign. You got to have that if you're a ham, you know. Okay, let me talk about Ken Nichols, WA7HXZ, the fleet manager of Earnhardt Dodge, the number one Dodge dealer in the world. You know, I still, even though I say this every week, I find it totally amazing that the number one Dodge dealer in the world is here in Phoenix, Arizona. I mean, isn't that amazing? I mean, you know, why isn't it in New York or Los Angeles or Chicago or Miami where there's so many more people? It's just, it's mind-boggling to me. But then when I talk to Ken about that, it's pretty obvious. These guys have so much inventory. I mean, for all I know, they inventory for Dodge. I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, how many dealers have you gone to? There are none, I mean, but how many have you gone to that has 500 vans in stock, caravans in stock? I mean, it's unheard of. These guys are unbelievable. And they're selling cars and trucks and vans all over the United States. And with Ken, you know he is. He was doing it when he was with the other company. And now that he's with Earnhardt, not only is he aggressive and out there, but his company is so aggressive. Earnhardt is just so aggressive. Putting the two together, there ain't a deal they can't beat. I mean, it's just not possible. So if you're in the market for a new car, truck, or van, the two biggest in the world are now put together. Well, Ken is kind of tall. He's got to be 6'3", 6'4", something like that. He might even be taller than that. I don't know. But nice guy. Ken Nichols is the guy you want to call for a new vehicle. His number is 228-2336, 228-2336. Or if you're out there in Flagstaff and you really want to get a good price, here's his 1-800 number, 1-800-497-8740. That's 1-800-497-8740. When it comes to Hyundai, when it comes to Dodge, everybody should be coming to Ken Nichols. Don't forget Ken when you buy your vehicle. Fleet prices direct to you. That's Ken Nichols. Remember, 228-2336. Okay. Our phone number is 230-2755, 230-2755. It's pretty much as normal, open lines. However, if you want to talk about the W5YI petition, I'll be happy to discuss that with you. If you want to talk about whatever, we'll talk about Dayton Hamvention, we'll talk about that. I've also got an ARRL RFI survey regarding, RFI, that is kind of interesting, and we'll see. We might get to that also. 230-2755. Connie, welcome to Ham Radio and More. How are you doing today?
Not too bad. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. What can we do for you?
Well, I have a piece of information I want to find out.
Okay.
I need a scanner frequency. And where's John these days?
Well, John has been doing family things. He spent a little over a year faithfully here every single week. And, you know, because we get such big, I mean, anybody out there, I mean, I say this every so often, I feel everybody should know this, but everybody probably doesn't know. We don't make any money, John or myself, doing this show. I mean, I make that perfectly clear. So it is a commitment on a weekly basis of promoting amateur radio. So, he spent a full year doing it on a weekly basis and not missing a week. And he asked if he can be skimming down the amount of time. And so when there's a subject that really interests him, then he will be here. Or if I think that I need his technical expertise, let's say, then he will be here. Ned Stearns, AA7A, is also involved now. He's going to try to come in between when John's not here. And also Lee Finkel, KY7M, mm-hmm. who will take over during certain times also. So we basically have the trio of them, plus myself. And, of course, I have the gift of gab. They have all the knowledge. Now, when you ask about scanners, somebody out there may have the answer. John might be listening, for all I know.
I don't know if John would actually have the answer to it, but somebody, talking about scanners, I can't help thinking of John.
Right, no, did you ever see his vehicle?
No.
Oh, well, you should see his new Ford Bronco that he, is it a Bronco? Something he got from Ken. Anyway, it has 3 or 4 scanners in it. Oh. And he's got them going. I mean, even when we're on tea hunts, he has them all going. So, I mean, you're trying to hear the signal from the hidden transmitter, yet his scanners are all on. And you know that on Saturday nights, the scanners are really busy. And he's got the sheriff's departments going and the fire department and the police department. And don't ask me, but he hears each one of them.
And there's a knack to doing that, and I haven't quite acquired it either.
Well, he really loves scanner listening. But you know what? He's not alone. It's just amazing how many people out there really like it. And I can probably do a show every week on scanners or shortwave listening, and people would never get tired of it. But, and I get asked many, many, many times on internet, especially. I get a lot of email. Why don't you do more shows on shortwave? Why don't you do more shows about scanners? And they're right, but there's just so many aspects in radio that we try to touch on that, it's cyclical.
We're going to have a spin-off.
Right. But, yeah, sure. we'll 4-hour show.
have a sub-show, maybe 10 minutes somewhere that somebody... Another one of your crew could do.
What, Connie? There isn't enough 10 minutes to do that. There are weeks where we don't even have even though I have Lee Finkel ready to do his DX update, we don't even put him on because we don't have the 3 minutes for him. I mean, it's really difficult, especially in the national hour. Local hour, yes, we have a lot of flexibility. But in the national hour, we got to hit those breaks whether I like them or not.
Oh,
and
I know.
That's
nerve-wracking.
Well, and if we have a good subject that is interesting, I mean, these phones light up. I mean, today giving away a prize, we had all of them lit up, and then they lit up again. Unfortunately, we weren't giving away any more prizes. so they tend to hang up. But it's interesting. I like doing the national show, but I also like the local show because... that's where I live, and we want to promote amateur radio here in Phoenix, and we'd like to have a local type of an atmosphere. Right. So I really rather not get rid of the local portion.
Oh, no. Please don't. I actually prefer it.
Okay. Well, so do I. Anyway, let's hear your question.
I want to know if anybody out there knows what frequency Tempe Dial-A-Ride runs on.
Tempe Dial-A-Ride.
I know that there's been some speculation that maybe because the city of Tempe uses the 800 trunk system that maybe it's in there, but these are usually run by private contractors, and they may not necessarily use it. I have been looking and looking and looking and looking, and I can't find it.
Have you ever spoken to Jerry Schumacher?
No, I haven't.
Well, Jerry Schumacher is the one of the authors of the Arizona Frequency Directory. Have you ever heard of that?
I've heard it mentioned on the program.
Okay. Well, the Arizona Frequency Directory, I think it's available at Ham Radio Outlet. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure that it's available at a few other places like Lintronics and a few of the electronic stores like... Tritech, it might be at Megahertz, I'm not sure. I don't have Jerry's phone number here, but I can certainly get it for next week. But he has a frequency directory that is just amazing. I mean, it has everything in it.
Probably would be in there.
Oh, I imagine if he has the Cubs frequency that they use for spring training... I think they would have Tempe Dial-A-Ride.
There might be a little bit more demand for that, though, than might be for Tempe Dial-A-Ride.
Well, I don't know. Right now with the baseball strike that was on for so long, I don't know if there's a big demand or not.
Well, let's see what else is going on there.
But, it has so many. It has train frequencies. And I didn't know anybody who cares about the trains anymore running, but people are listening to that. I mean, they've got... everything and anything you ever want. And he has a micro list, which is just the basics. And then he has a bigger list and a bigger list and a big book, which is like, I'm guessing, in the $20 range or more. And it's just got, but it's got like 700-800 pages. And all frequencies. I mean, he has on it some of the casinos, in Las Vegas, and their security radio frequency.
About the local ones we have here.
Well, that may be in the new edition. I don't know. I have not talked to Jerry in about 3 months. He's been involved in a couple of different things, but he's a good guy to find out your answer. Now, if somebody else does have the answer to the Tempe dial ride, or if somebody does have Jerry Schumacher N7ULE, I believe is his phone number. I mean, his call sign. His phone number is his call sign. Give me a call at 230-2755-230-2755, and we'll give that information out for Connie. Otherwise, I will do my best to remember to bring Jerry's phone number next week, and I can give it to you, and you can give him a call, or I might even be able to speak to him and get that information for you for next week.
That would be great.
But I don't want to promise.
No, I understand.
See, I may not...
You're both busy.
I may not know the answer to questions, but I know how to get the information.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I didn't know whether you would actually know it. And if John was there, I don't believe he would actually know it, because I don't think he would be listening to that. But but there's lots of people out there listening.
Really? To the Tempe dial-a-ride?
Yeah, and there just might be somebody out there that knows.
Well,
or can find it.
If somebody knows, please give us a call, 230-2755. No one has, although I do have someone else on the line, but I don't know if he's into that or not, but we'll find out.
Well, you just never know.
All right, Connie.
Thanks for meeting.
Thanks for calling. And when are you getting your ham license?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I just thought I'd ask. You know, I mean, I've got to promote amateur radio.
I know you do, and I'm all for amateur radio.
It's such an easy test.
I'm sure it is.
If I can pass it, anybody can pass it. 55 questions. Okay, I won't push it.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, Connie.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, 230-2755, 230-2755, or 1-800-293-KFNN if you're out of the immediate dialing area. Excuse me. Let me tell you about Bob's Bug Biz. That's right, Bob's Bug Biz. Well, I don't have any more roaches or little bugs or anything crawling around because he came and he took care of it. Bob is good at what he does. I don't know that, I presume he's close to the best. At least I think he is. When he comes by, he does a little spraying. It's gone. Stuff is gone. There's no more bugs. There's no more spiders. There's no more nothing. And I'll tell you that very seldom do I have any creatures at all that show up in between his monthly visits. He does a great job. He comes himself. I don't have to worry that who's coming this week. I mean, really, or this month. He is the guy. It's his business. It's a small business. You know that a family-owned business usually takes more care, customer service orientated, and that's the way it is with Bob. Been doing it many years, over 15 years now. He's licensed, insured, bonded. You don't have to sign any long-term contracts. Bob is a nice guy and a good exterminator. Really is. He's also licensed. He can give termite inspections if you're buying or selling a house. You know, you need that to be done. He's able to do that also. He does a tremendous job. He's inexpensive. Give him a call. 878-8224. 878-8224. Again, 878-8224. Bob's Bug Biz. He gets rid of what's bugging you. Okay, we're back to Ham Radio and More. I'm Len Winkler, KB7LPW on KFNN, 1510 AM. Our phone number is 230-2755, 230-2755. And let's go to Lee, AB7HW. How you doing again, Lee?
Yes, good to talk to you again.
Oh,
I was glad to hear... Huh?
I said it's a pleasure.
Yeah, really. I was glad to hear Connie on there. I always a pleasure to hear her.
Mm-hmm.
And
Oh, it's nice to get as many calls as we can in and talk about all different things. You know, I don't know what triggers hams these days. I mean, I can make a comment about getting rid of Morse code and nobody calls in. I mean, it used to be you made a comment. Of course, maybe it's so passé now. People have heard it so much. Or how about this W5YI petition has been heating up the internet airwaves. It's unbelievable. And yet it doesn't trigger anybody here. So I don't know what triggers you guys. Maybe just lessons on how to build your own antenna. But, I don't know. You guys don't have triggers.
Oh, I get a couple.
Okay.
And one of them is I'm interested in the W5YI
petition.
Thing. Yeah, because I must have missed the point because I know he's got a motive, but I don't know what the motive is.
Oh, you don't know what the motive is?
No, but there's one there. He doesn't do anything that doesn't get some return.
You don't think that possibly if he was to get rid of the W1AW bulletins and he was able to get rid of anybody else doing broadcasting of information, that might increase his subscriptions to his newsletter?
It probably would, but I it wouldn't hurt him any. Let's put it that way.
Uh-huh. I'm just throwing that out. I don't want anyone to say that I said that that's his motive. I'm just saying that has been questioned as his motive on the internet on numerous occasions.
Oh, I'm sure it has, and I would guarantee he'd love to see him go away just for that fact, because I wrote him an email letter and asked him if any of his newsletters were put out over the airwaves.
Let me tell you, I've had Fred on this show numerous times, and I like Fred, but I like Bill Pasternak too.
Oh, I do too.
And with Bill Pasternak, he's, you know, of course it's being done differently. He's sending out the bulletins. Every week I get a bulletin on internet from Bill Pasternak, which is his news line. He sends me that. Every week I get that. You can subscribe to it at no charge and get that from Scott Ehrlich, who does my homepage on internet also, the Boston Amateur Radio Club. And he'll send it to you each week. So will another guy who's been on this show, Kaladi, in New York City. They all do the hard copy, so to speak, of the Newsline Weekly. However, with W5YI, he won't give me a subscription to his newsletter. Now, people know me. I don't ask for a lot of things free of charge. I pay for them. But if he wants me to promote his newsletter, I would think he would give it to me free of charge. He'll send me one every 3 or 4 months.
That's pretty sporty.
Yeah. Again, I'm not saying he should give me one, but, you know.
He wants to publicize it.
How can I publicize if I don't have it?
Exactly.
So.
Probably you won't be able to.
And a lot of people say he, you know, he's in, but I'm not necessarily against somebody who's in the business for the money, because obviously if people weren't in amateur radio for the money, so to speak, there would be no ICOM, Kenwood, Yaesu, Alinko, Radio, name it, you name it, they wouldn't be there. So somebody's got to make money on amateur radio. I don't, but somebody does.
There you go. Well, I don't think anybody's faulting him for making money.
Some people are.
Well, no, I'm not doing that. I think anybody that makes money is doing very well. I always like to see that. But I also thought it would be nice, and I can understand why he won't put it on the air after the way he put it to me, is that he won't make any money off of it. And he says it isn't that you can't do that because it's not copyrighted.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that he doesn't allow. Well, I don't know how he stops it necessarily. How would he stop them from putting it on the air?
Well, he says it's not copyrighted.
That it's not copyrighted.
Well, then he can't stop anybody. But I think if you took it verbatim from his newsletter, that's probably copyrighted. It's probably because what he's basically doing is taking the FCC news and the ARRL news and stuff and putting it together in his newsletter. If he's not copywriting it, there's he's. He has to have some kind of a copyright or something. Otherwise, anybody can copy it and put it on. Why not?
In his email letter I got back from him, it says that it's not a copyrighted item.
And then does he say that no one could do it?
That, He says that someone could do it, but just nobody does.
Oh, well, okay. Then that's fine. So then he's saying the same thing as Bill Pasternak is saying. Here, I'm putting this out. If you want to put it into an ASCII file and transmit it over Internet, do it.
Yeah.
And a few people have taken him up on it. I guess no one has taken W5YI up on it. And it may be that it, because his, I've seen on recent posts on the Prodigy service, some people complaining that his newsletters have recently got less and less amateur radio news and more computer news. Computer news and his testing news. And, you know, if you're a W5YIVE, then you're interested in that. But I'm not sure that someone who's a normal, everyday ham is interested in VE news.
Well, the only real items I hear on from him are the West Valley puts up on every Wednesday. They put highlights from his newsline.
Uh-huh.
And they read that. And that's the only place I ever really hear what
Well, again, he's providing a service. I don't fault him for it. He's certainly doing well with his VE testing, and the ARRL can't be everywhere, so W5YI does do it. And they're doing the electronic filing, which really makes it quick.
Yeah.
So they're doing some very good things. Of course, it's profit-motivated, which is why he's doing it. And you know, this country's profit-motivated, and that's what makes things progress. And obviously, if there's no money in coming up with new technology, nobody would come up with transistor radios.
Oh, we'd still be running on tubes.
Exactly.
But anyway, I thought it was kind of interesting. And I think the reason you don't get any hot buttons on Morse code is because they came out and said they're not going to change that for the next 4 years.
Yeah, I know.
That's a dead issue for 4 years. So what can, I mean, I can get all wrapped up in it, but what good is it going to do?
Yeah, it's still one of the hot contested issues on Prodigy and on Internet.
Yeah, but it's more of a talk and no go.
Yeah, well, that's true. All right.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you for the call.
That's right, I called you. Okay.
Right, but thank you.
Okay,
Lee.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, that opens up a line at 230-2755, 230-2755, and we're going to be with who was holding the longest? Bill. Okay, let's go to Bill. KB7PJA, welcome to Ham Radio and More, Bill.
Yeah, Lynn, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. How about yourself?
Oh, just fine, thank you. I need a couple of pieces of information. I got this from you once before, the Park and Swap of the Air on Monday evening, the time and the frequency.
Okay, that's at 7:30 on 146.94.
146.94.
That's correct.
Is that a minus?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay, because I'm just fairly new to this here.
And that's from 7:30. If you listen at exactly 7:30, you'll hear the QSTs,
right.
You know, news of what's going on. And then right after that, they go right to the SwapNet.
Yeah, okay. Okay, one other thing. I was looking for the phone number of Sigma Design Associates in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Their flyer has the wrong phone number in it.
That I can't help you with.
If anybody has that.
Okay, that's, let me write this out. Sigma Designs?
Associates.
Associates. And what do they make?
It's a packet thing to go with a Mac, use with a Mac. I'm looking for something to do packet on a Mac.
Okay. If somebody has that information, give us a call. In fact, all the lines are tied up right now. If someone has that information specifically for the Sigma Association, give us a call at 241-1510 right now, 241-1510. And Tim can take that information and I can pass it along on the air. 241-1510 if you have that information. Otherwise, what I might do for you, Bill, is stick that on Internet, and somebody will obviously have the right phone number, if not Sigma themselves.
Okay.
And it's called Sigma Association?
Sigma Design Associates.
Associates, of course.
Yeah, they have a CompuServe number.
Okay.
Which, if you want that.
Sure.
Yeah, it's CompuServe 70611. comma 1340.
Okay, 70611, comma 1340.
Right.
Okay, well, I can send them a message and ask for their correct phone number.
Okay, I will talk to your engineer and give him my
You don't have to do that. If we get the answer, I'll just announce it over the air.
Okay.
We'll make you listen.
Okay.
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 All right, Bill.
Man,
thanks.
If
for
I miss your broadcast, I'll get in touch with you.
Okay, Bill.
Okay. Thank you very
thanks
much.
Thanks for calling.
You bet.
Bye, bye.
Bye.
Okay. 230-2755, 230-2755. We have one line available. Let me get my last break in for Wallpaper World Blind Mania. Excuse me. They've been here since 1977, and are they running specials right now? I mean, they ran an ad on Friday that was humongous in the Arizona Republic. They had a special deal going around with wood blinds, with vertical blinds, with 2-inch blinds, leveler blinds, 1-inch, half-inch, 2-inch, bally blinds. It's just amazing. And wallpaper. Everything right now is at a special reduced price. And remember, if you mention Ham Radio and More, you get another 10% off. That's right. Really, you guys are lucky listening to this show, because if you go in and you say, hey, I heard about you on Ham Radio and More, after you get the prices and everything is written up, they will take 10% off the bottom line. Well, before sales tax, of course. But they'll take 10% off just for listening to the show. Now, you can't beat that no matter what. So if you need blinds, you need wallpaper, the place to go is Wallpaper World Blind Mania. And they have 6 great locations in the valley. 272-4788, 272-4788 is their main number. They can give you more information or the location nearest you. They really do make selecting wallpaper and custom window treatments an enjoyable experience. Okay, Ham Radio and More. Let's go to John, KB6SNB in Phoenix. Welcome to Ham Radio and More, John.
Hi, Lynn. This is John. I got 2 questions for you. Real quick questions, actually.
Sure.
I was a technician in 1987, and just recently I had to do a station location change.
Okay.
What would that make me? Still technician?
Yes, Tech Plus, because you passed your Morse code, obviously, back 1987, because there was no other license in order to get a technician license. You had to have a Morse code proficiency at 5 words a minute, right?
Right.
Okay, so today you would be a Tech Plus.
Okay, my license says technician.
Okay, but that's correct. But it's a Tech Plus. It's for all intents and purposes, that permits you 10 meter use from 28.3 to 28.5 voice. And then, of course, CW on selected areas of the HF bands. And everything over 30 megahertz you can do. And that also, of course, permits you CW from 28.1 to 28.3.
Okay. It's like I'm trying to get back into ham radio again. It's like I've been out of it for 5 years, and I'm trying to get back into it again.
Yeah, what they did is they threw a curveball when they came out with the no-code tech. Okay? And instead of changing... You know, used to be people, I guess, came in as a novice. And then, well, a long time ago, you only had a year to upgrade it or you lost it. Well, what they've done is they've made the entry level really a no-code technician. And that gives everybody who passes a 55-question exam, which is really the written novice and the written technician test, okay? If you pass those two added together, then you're a no-code tech. And a no-code tech would give you all the abilities to do whatever you want over 30 megahertz, okay? Then when you pass 5 words a minute code, you then become a Tech Plus, and that permits you the HF bands on CW in a couple spots and voice on 10 meters, 28.3 to 28.5.
Okay, I see. Just basically just took our technician, moved up to technician plus,
exactly.
And moved novice up to technician.
Well, no, there's still a novice, but no one gets in that way anymore, really. But you can still take just the first written test and 5 words a minute code, and then you can only have the HF frequencies of CW plus the, the 10-meter voice band, 28.3 to 28.5.
Okay, I see. Now, that leads me to my second question. My roommate's looking to get into amateur radio because he saw me operating a 2-meter rig a long time ago,
mm-hmm.
and he wants to do the same. And what's the best way about going to get study materials and stuff for him?
Okay. First, I'll tell you that you can go to your local store and buy a book called Now You're Talking. The Now You're Talking book is probably the best book out there. However, in 2 weeks, on the 23rd, I believe it is, let's see, today's the 9th, the 16th, the 23rd, yes, on the 23rd, we're going to have a gentleman on that, what's his name, Jerry Ziliak. And Jerry Ziliak has all kinds of courses and books and tapes and computer programs and the like for getting into amateur radio. He's been doing this a long, long time. But if you just want to do it on your own then, and just get a book, the Now You're Talking book will certainly get you the No Code license because it has all the questions, all the answers, and theory, of course, as to why those questions and answers are what they are. But that's really the best way. And, of course, the real best way, in all honesty, in my opinion, is to join a club. Or at least go to club meetings, and that way you see what's going on, you become part of what's going on, and that gives you the enthusiasm to want to achieve. And as you know, doing it on your own is never as easy as doing it in a group.
Okay, thanks, Lynn.
Okay.
I love your show.
Okay, John, thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Okay, hopefully we have we get another ham or two. You know, we have over 13,000 hams now in the state of Arizona. Over 13,000, and we are one of the fastest-growing ham radio communities in the country. All right, Mark, W7LKB, welcome to Ham Radio and More. Excuse me, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
What's new with Mark?
Well, what's new is about the same old thing.
Well, that's not interesting. Come on, you called. You got to have something interesting.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just joking.
We had a problem with sewer gas.
You had what?
Office sewer gas in my workstation
in your,
a couple of weeks.
Yeah, but that didn't hurt ham radio transmissions.
No, it didn't.
Did that have anything to do with the sun cycle?
Sick, but that's the only different thing in my life right now.
Well, what are you doing in ham radio?
Well, I found another repeater.
Uh-huh.
147.2.
147.2?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's not listed anywhere. I don't even know where it is.
Probably in somebody's house, that frequency.
It's strong. It's strong over here on the list. It's PL'd at 110, whatever it is, 110.5 or whatever it is.
How did you find that PL frequent PL number?
I just...
You were lucky?
I started because I figured if it was in Tempe,
uh-huh,
or in that area, Mesa, Tempe area... They like 103.5 over there a lot.
Right.
So that didn't work. So I started working my way up. I hit it at the next one.
Well, I know of 147.28, of course, but I'm not familiar with 147.2 offhand, but there's repeaters, you know,
sounds
it might
like
be in somebody's house.
Yeah, it isn't even listed as far as, you know, on my repeater book.
Mm-hmm. Well, was someone talking on it?
Yeah, they were talking on it, and I ran across it, and I thought, well, I got to try this and see if I can find my way in.
Uh-huh.
Another comment I have is the, you know, like your one-way transmission, like you guys were talking about,
right,
trying to abolish it. And that's probably going to affect W1AW code practice.
Well, of course, that's the whole idea. That's the whole idea behind it is to get rid of, he says, to get rid of Glenn Baxter, but in essence, it gets rid of W1AW 100%. So what people are saying on the Internet is telling, since the ARRL is saying, well, obviously they don't like this petition that Fred has, what people are saying is, why don't you just amend the petition to just allow W1AW to continue.
Well, so, I think code practice should be exempt from that because W1AW is, you know, it's a tradition, not only just a good means of, you know, actual.
But not all traditions.
Copy.
But are all traditions good?
Well, W1AW is.
I'm not saying it's not. I'm just bringing up, you know, I'm paid the big bucks to be the devil's advocate,
right,
you know.
Yeah, but I'm saying that it's probably the best form of code practice.
Would you hold on 1 second?
Sure.
Hold on 1 second. Dan, N7MRP, I just want to get you in. What did you want to discuss?
Oh, I just wanted to give the gentleman their idea about the 147.2 repeater.
I thought that might be you with an answer on that. Go ahead.
It's normally a closed repeater when it's in the PL mode, the PL that you spilled out there. It means it's in closed mode.
Sorry about that.
owned and operated by the Pinal Mountain Communications Group, which I'm part of, and we put it back on the air the other day. It's been around for several years. It's on Pinal Mountain, 7,800 feet.
Sounds like a winning answer, and that's why I got you on, Dan, because I was sure you had that answer, or I thought for a moment that he was. That's why I asked the question when I saw your name. I asked him if it was someone was talking on it because I thought maybe it was a backbone for Packet or something.
No.
All right. Well, thank you, Dan.
Oh, you bet.
Okay. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
You can always count on somebody to have you the answer.
Sorry about that.
Now stay off of that closed.
I figured it couldn't possibly be.
And then you go around giving up the PL number that you shouldn't have done. Now he's going to boycott the show here and say I'm giving out all this negative information. Mark.
Sorry about that. But anyway, I didn't know what it was. I just heard it and I found out that
I know. Next week, we're going to talk about DXing and...